psychological casualty should be interviewed briefly and should be encouraged to relate his experiences in the disaster. Even the severe psychological casualty can be expected to improve within hours, within days at most. In summary, the common psychological reactions to be expected after a nuclear attack will be states of temporary disturbance.
I read a theory the other day that, I mean, it was insane. It's like, it takes like Holocaust denialism to like a whole different level. But it was basically that Adolf Hitler is a invented concept that's like a figment of our collective imagination.
Oh my God.
Like the boogeyman.
Kind of. It was like kind of like he represented the maximum cruelty.
Damn.
I gotta find it. It was
Max bad guy.
Max bad guy. Max villain.
But it was really, it was interesting. It was one of those things that, you know, you don't entertain unless you're an Alex Jones supporter, right? Mm-hmm. But
it
was
still like an interesting.
But
movie.
It was an interesting thought experiment. Exactly. It's like, what if it's kind of the same principle of being like, what if we're all a hologram or whatever, like that you hear scientists talk about.
Oh my God.
And you don't really know why.
Like the Matrix kind of thing. Like,
well, the hologram thing is, I don't even want to pretend I know what it is, but it's an idea that is, that has been kind of, making its rounds, and I don't really know why. I don't really know what it means. We'll do some research and get back. But
do you think? Yeah, I was gonna segue, but
segue, dude.
Maybe we've already gone through like a nuclear holocaust, and what's left is the holograms.
Let's see where you went with that.
Like it's like a energetic shockwave,
right?
And we're just like the plastered energy stuck to the walls.
Well, you know how like floating the around. Stars you see like died millions of years ago?
Exactly. We're just the leftover light energy.
Yeah. What if we died like 100,000 years ago in a nuclear holocaust and our energy is still just like going forward in time and it will stop. But I mean,
our energy could be floating through space. Like,
yeah.
You know, we're just particles in space in a hologram, man. None of it's real. I'm fucking robbing a 7-Eleven today then.
Sick. And I'm definitely not going to
work. That's
real.
Hey, party.
Dude, crazy.
Let's go to the sausage factory down in Central Florida. Party with Mike Dufresne.
Yes.
Ratchet Reggie.
Ratchet's now in. She's living in the normie life. Yeah. She's like working at a PacSun in Missouri or something.
Yeah, she's getting her vet tech license.
Oh, vet tech, right.
That's right.
Yeah. I know. I haven't heard back from Mike. I did apply to be one of UC's beauties, but
that's a little update. So maybe we should, let's get back to how this thing goes. So we are. Did you read it? My name is It's Your Dad. We do a podcast every week ish about the internet by way of Reddit. We use Reddit to talk about the internet and things we find on the internet and important topics about the world that we're living in. Like I said, I'm It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
And this is my free day.
Ooh.
Nice.
Hot mic.
sounds
great.
Good, though.
Really nice. You know, you've been muffling me, man. I'm just trying.
You've been muffling
yourself.
You gotta
fight back.
Muffled.
But this week, we're talking about, so I guess one more backtrack. I do this a lot. I always kind of start talking and then pull it back. The way we work, we all collectively decide on a subreddit to talk about, and then we assign one of us to discuss it. This week, it was my free day's turn, and we're doing nuclear war. Is the subreddit nuclear war, or is it just a concept?
Yeah, it's a subreddit.
It's
r/nuclear war.
It's the one with like 11 people subscribed.
We actually got 484 readers.
All right. Six on here now, which is actually a pretty good
three of them is us.
Is this nuclear war, nuclear winter, doomsday? These are all hot words.
Yeah. Man, so I think probably, I have a feeling we're probably going to wander into some other.
Oh, yeah.
Some other topics.
I want to talk about nuclear winter.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's interesting.
It's a little bit like El Nino, but different. You know,
it's similar
phenomenon, to El Nino,
but
yeah.
Like the opposite.
Yeah, I think the term gets thrown around a lot, nuclear winter, and I was kind of like, wait, what is it exactly?
Yeah.
It's the road. It's the movie or the book. If you know how to read.
Wow. If you know how to. That sounded like an insult.
The movie, if you don't.
I mean, I actually never saw the movie. I just read the book.
I only watched the first 30 minutes of the movie, and I was like, I get this.
You get it.
I get it.
Life is shitty in nuclear winter.
Life sucks. I don't Oh, yeah. There's a scene in that movie, though. Like, I think I must have watched a little more where they're like these people being kept as meat sources in the basement of this house.
Kind of like how we factory farm chickens.
Yeah. Wake up.
Wake up, dude. Go veggie. Sheeple. Vegan sheeple.
Vegan is the way to go.
Vegan sheeple.
Dude, I'd go vegan if I could.
I'd go vegan if I didn't love beef.
I love beef, man.
I mean, yeah, that's...
I'm trying, though. Yeah. I'm trying to cut out meat, some meat.
Side note, poke bowl stores seem like they're a bad idea for the ocean, right?
I don't know.
Fucking love them.
They're so good.
Yeah.
I think you're missing the point.
Okay.
I know, like we're overfishing.
So you're saying, do the fish like poke bowl stores?
Is that what you're saying?
Like a 32-ounce bowl of pure raw fish.
Yeah.
Love it.
I guess you it's know, probably like, true.
A chain stores of those in every strip mall in California. Yeah.
Just fill up like big gulps.
Yeah.
With tuna.
It's like avocado and tuna.
And you know how
two
often,
things
like,
we're running out of.
Especially in other states, like the or even cities, you're getting a poke bowl. You know that's like dyed halibut. Like,
oh
that's
yeah.
Not tuna.
Oh, for sure.
Like for the most part, you're not getting tuna in this country.
No.
In a nuclear winter, you're definitely not getting tuna.
Hell no.
Because everything's dead. And you know how it died?
Right.
How?
Bombs went off. So. Right. So a nuclear winter, this is how it happens. We all start, the dick measuring competition's already begun.
Mm-hmm. Right. Putin has the biggest dick.
Yeah. And,
for
yeah.
sure.
And per the doomsday clock, we're closest to midnight.
Okay.
Which I'll explain. Closer than any other time since in 64 years.
Right.
So
right now we are?
Right now we
oh,
are.
Oh, cool.
We're 2.5 minutes to midnight.
Jesus.
Which means like we've edged now closer right. than we've have in the last 64
since
years.
Like 53.
So right, which is like oh. like height of the Cold War, right?
That's
right.
crazy.
So right. we're back. We're right back in it again. Like shit's kind of crazy. And Trump.
Only
and
people
Putin
are paying like less attention.
North Korea and right. except no, people are less informed. And like
wow.
And everyone's just like cool. Snapchat, Instagram.
Right.
Like,
Jesus.
Alex Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. So the nuclear bombs go off. We launch. You know, Russia launches one, probably North Korea launches one, mm-hmm. then China launches one at North Korea, and then United States launches one at North Korea just because we've been wanting to for a long time.
Yeah. Right.
It'll
feel good. Who does Russia send theirs to? Us? China?
I think Russia...
Europe?
And China probably don't get along.
Yeah.
And so maybe they beef, and then we start beefing, and everyone starts... There's just a beef fest.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's so many nuclear bombs going off at once that the explosion blasts not only... So the explosion blasts are going to kill people right away, a bunch of people and animals, and the radiation will kill people. But the explosion dust will be so great that the dust will rise up and create essentially clouds, right? And the
block
clouds
the
will block the sun, and it'll plunge temperatures to
oh.
to a rate that like it will take hundreds and hundreds of maybe thousands of years to recover from, and by that time like everyone will be dead. And so like
right.
we know this is a plausible theory because it's happened with meteorites and volcanoes
right.
and asteroids, and so it's kind of happened before naturally,
yeah.
right?
And it potentially could happen again with nuclear bombs, and that's kind of nuclear winter, and that's what we're all like sort of freaking out about.
And the dust would also be radiated, so it wouldn't. You'd be.
It'd be like traveling it. Clouds yeah. of radiated dust,
Oof.
But
wow.
ultimately, it's
that
not the radiation
terrible.
That will take you out. I mean, the radiation won't be good for you. Like you'll definitely like
die a slow death, get
yeah, like
tumors.
Your bronzed skin won't be as nice looking as it is today.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, unless you have a store of coconut oil.
That's right. Which is what
which is
I
why
have
you should all go
my,
out. Get coconut oil for
my,
your bunker.
I don't actually have a bunker. I just have like a Thule thing on top of my Subaru.
Okay.
Full of,
that works
yeah.
though.
But
that
it's,
works.
It's similar.
It's hard plastic.
It's very similar.
It's pretty much the same.
Picture getting in that and like coming out and the world's just dead. You're like, what the fuck?
Glad I got symmetrical all-wheel drive.
That could be a really funny Subaru commercial.
It would.
And
be,
then you driving through the dead forest and it's like Subaru.
You're clunking yeah. over skulls
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing will slow
dog
you down.
Is like looking out the window with his tongue out.
Oh,
right.
Just like Subaru. Licking.
Face melts off.
Yeah.
Right. Ash snowflakes. Mm.
Delicious.
So that's kind of like, that's the general big idea
right.
of nuclear war, nuclear winter, and how it happens. Like, you know, there's a million scientists that say it's definitely going to happen if we continue down this road. And then there's
right.
science deniers that say it'll never happen and nuclear winter is impossible. Just like global warming. Like you have an industry that stands to make a lot of money from nuclear bombs and nuclear war, and you have an industry that So those people will deny
right.
that it mm-hmm. even exists. And then you have a bunch of scientists that are fucking hippies
right.
that don't want nuclear fucking loser hippies.
Fucking loser
and they're like,
hippies.
This can't be good. You know, we're only working towards like yeah. global destruction because the Earth's pretty fragile.
So where do you guys fit on that spectrum?
I'm not for nuclear proliferation, I'd say. I'd say I'm like, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, I don't like yeah. having them around.
Well, I am of the opinion it's very similar to my thought on guns, right?
Mm-hmm.
You either have them or you don't have them, right? Yeah. And if you're going to make them illegal or if you're going to make them like you can't get them,
then every country
good
better
fucking luck because yeah, like we've already exposed ourselves to them, so it's yeah. like they're such a bargaining chip.
Yeah.
For every country.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason that North Korea is doing it. They're like, well, as soon as we get nuclear power, then people have no choice but take
yeah.
it seriously.
It's like you're in yeah. a class where you're being graded on a curve and everybody's on Adderall and you're like,
right.
not going to be on Adderall?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I mean,
you're
it's literally
fail.
Exactly.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
And even if you don't like drugs, you got to take Adderall.
Yeah, and then
steroids,
totally.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Right,
cheating,
but exactly.
Tour
and
de
then,
France,
and the
yep.
other thing is like
if everyone's doing
yeah,
it.
Totally,
Scantrons,
and it's also you know you have like the stakes.
Acid,
the stakes
weed.
Are so high. Yeah, acid, weed.
Everyone's doing it.
The stakes
it.
Are so high
Let's
that if you
high.
Have, if you're like, the teacher's like, all right, no more Adderall for anyone.
Yeah.
Right.
But then that
but
dumb
whoever,
kid is like,
but there's only one person who can pass this class. Everybody, give me their Adderall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're everybody's gonna go. Okay, cool. Here's all my Adderall.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
put 20 in their
That's
pocket
all of
and
it.
Give it over. Right.
Right. Or you just start making it in your
yeah.
bathtub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Like the stakes are too high. It's basically like, oh,
yeah.
cool. You have a nuclear arsenal, and you're somebody like the United States is a great example because we are geographically very lucky.
Yeah.
Because we're just kind of. We're
floating out there.
We're floating out there, and our north and south neighbors are crazy trading partners.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, especially with Russia, like they can invade Alaska,
yeah,
and it would cause it some major shitstorm. But then they're like, well, we're up here, so what now?
We
right?
yeah. got a long way to go.
You know,
get past our seals. Good
well,
luck.
I right. wonder where the American nukes are.
They're
everywhere.
They say yeah. they're in like Utah, but they're everywhere.
They're yeah. everywhere.
They're in submarines off the coast of California.
And no one can know because if you get into a nuclear war,
right.
that's the first thing they're going to try to take out is your
right.
nukes. I just read right now, thanks to nuclear war subreddit.
.com.
Yeah. that Russia's nuclear weapon apocalypse train is debuting in 2020. Which means
Russia's nuclear weapon?
They're going to put all of their nukes on a transcontinental rail-mounted train, so their nukes are always moving. So, like, no
oh,
one will ever be able to, like, locate them in wartime or...
Oh, that's fascinating.
They, don't,
yeah.
they won't have, like,
we
an
have,
arsenal. They'll just have it moving everywhere.
Right, and we have, like, our submarines are nuclear.
right.
They have nuclear weapons. Our aircraft carriers have nuclear weapons. We have planes loaded with nuclear weapons
Whoa.
That can be anywhere, anytime.
Right.
So, like, once it goes down, like the United States is probably the most equipped to like drop them all first.
Well, yeah. I mean, we definitely are because we also have way more than everybody else.
And we have defense mm-hmm. systems against other nuclear
exactly.
bombs.
Exactly.
So like if you launch one at us, like we'll shoot it down before it gets to us.
Yeah.
It'll definitely fry the pokey business, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I mean,
it's
but that's
not gonna be perfect this nuclear winter. So yeah, nuclear war, it's pretty scary. It's definitely, but yeah, what you're saying is like to have,
right.
If it's just like guns, like you want hypothetically guns in the hands
right.
of the police
yeah.
that aren't going to shoot a bunch of kids,
right, right.
and then they end up shooting a bunch of kids. So you're like, well,
people are
so,
like, well, maybe we should have them.
But
so.
With the stakes being so high of nuclear war, the United States mm-hmm. has been good about it,
yep.
thus far. But it's only they've only been around what just over 50 years, so
yeah.
it's like it. The longer we go without shooting one off, it almost gets more imminent, right?
More, yeah,
right,
man.
It does.
Yeah, because
when you think about it, it will happen.
Yeah,
right.
North
and
Korea
getting closer,
flogging their little baby dicks around right now,
Ugh.
And they're like, "Check us out!" And so,
right.
The concern is some dipshit like them or like the Philippines gets their hands on one. Yeah, right, Philippines.
Well,
yeah. You can't make a nuke and flip flops.
Not gonna. Yeah. Shit.
Burn.
Aren't they so busy just killing suspected drug dealers and drug users?
That Filipino president's nuts.
He's crazy.
He's like, he's
the fucking craziest guy ever.
But like Donald Trumps are popping up all over the world now.
Yeah.
You got him. You got the French lady on 60 Minutes the other night.
Marie Le Pen.
What?
They're just like,
what is she talking about?
Everyone just hates Muslims, basically. Right. And they're like, we're going to double down. And
Baba
like,
Vanga.
Baba Vanga said it all.
Dude.
Baba Vanga said it all.
Yeah. This pod really comes
Obama
around.
Obama was the last U.S. president. And here's the thing. Baba Vanga said that Muslim countries and citizens would take over Europe by 2020. Yeah. And so I think everyone's being super racist and dick-like, but also what if?
They have a more of a concern there than
like,
we do.
There's no water barrier. Like people are just coming in.
I mean, I guess I'm kind of of the opinion like, yeah, who cares if they go take over Europe as long as they...
Are cool.
You don't like baguettes,
as long as they're
dude?
Chill.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of the issue, right? I mean, that's because Baba Vanga's prediction of like Muslims will be the dominant race on Europe.
And
it's kind of like
a European caliphate.
All right, cool, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah, she never specified.
The argument is look in the Middle
ISIS.
East and see how it
well,
works.
Right? But that's the thing is like in theory it's cool, right? If they're just like
Middle
just normal,
East is doing pretty good.
It's a normal issue, but if they go over and it's just like, all right, cool, Sharia law now, women cover your faces, and then everybody kind of goes, well, what the fuck? We're in fucking London, dick.
We're going way back.
That was what the French lady on 60 Minutes was talking about. She was like the burkinis, which is like a bikini burkin.
Oh yeah,
right.
They're like wearing them in French, but she's like, this is not France. We got topless. We let you have a cigarette and fuck on the beach.
Like, also,
and she's like,
sometimes I've been really insecure about my body, and I was thinking those burkinis might be cool for me.
So what? You're not comfortable with your body?
That's, yeah, maybe not.
What, you're not
France?
Pro-woman, dude? Yeah. I mean, come on. Everyone, I mean, show it off.
Maybe
we're recording on Women's Day, by the way, International Women's Day. So
maybe being pro-woman is like, do whatever makes you comfortable, woman.
I feel like the French women are the most pro-women. They're like hardcore.
Yeah, why are they being such jerks about the burkini?
Because they're fucking lame.
They are.
The French are all about showing them tatas off.
Yeah.
Pretty
much.
That's the part of their constitution.
It's like you need to respect people who don't want to do that.
What if...
it's a different constitution.
What if in the highly bizarre, unlikely situation, we eventually found out that... And I think a quick Google search would quickly clear this issue up. But that Muslim women actually had three tits.
Ooh.
And they've been hiding it all this time.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Or they have like back tits and shit.
Yeah. The girl in Total Recall with three tits did have a dark complexion. I'm just saying, I see what you're saying.
It'd be like, you can get prosthetic.
This is really gross, but like what if during the nuclear winter, it's like, that's kind of like going to be used like gold. Like breast milk is going to be nutrition.
A triple-titted woman can feed a bigger family.
What if they'll feed a bigger family, but what if they start farming women? Well, like they do cows and getting them pregnant, killing their babies, and then taking all their milk.
Wasn't that the premise to
Children of Men or something?
Yeah, that's a very inventive idea I guess in theory is not too far from reality.
No.
You'd be good at it. It's not like we already like have houses full
Isn't
of women for men's needs.
Yeah. Isn't that what Children of Men's about? They do that so often that like the female gender becomes infertile and they're just like all waiting to die then. Like,
it's
they
like
can't
a,
get pregnant anymore.
Something like that,
And then one girl does.
Children
like,
of Men, was that the beginning of nuclear winter maybe?
No, it was a fantastic future scenario, I think.
Yeah, but we didn't quite know what happened. I know people stopped having babies, but like they didn't say why. So maybe it had to do with my theory is that there's so many nukes around that like irradiated women's uties.
Yeah.
And
that's
they stopped having kids or something like that.
Yeah. God, my uties have been radiated like crazy with all the x-rays and MRIs and shit.
Dude, keep that uti safe. You got to wear like a aluminum pair
like
of undies.
Like an aluminum stomach wrap.
Tin foil stomach wrap.
Yeah. You got to do that.
God damn it.
We should start a business.
Fuck that. I'm just
Save
not, I'm just
protect
not
the
have kids.
Protect the utes.
There are way too many reasons for me not to have kids to have kids.
Right.
Like, I personally just don't. Like,
it's,
like the new
the worst.
Republican Obamacare version of Obamacare. And it's like,
oh,
going to be
boy.
Super expensive to have a baby now. And it's super expensive.
I mean, it's
going to
be super expensive to like not have insurance.
Yeah.
Like if you go off of insurance for a moment and go back on, they're like, oh, cool. Thanks for doing that. Because now it's a $90,000 price.
Fuck.
Hike. Yeah.
Isn't there a whole? I don't want to get into healthcare because I'm already annoyed by it. But what is also annoying is if a nuclear bomb goes off in Los Angeles, where we live.
Yeah. Right.
Where the
there's this really great site I found called nuclear secrecy.com.
Whoa.
And / nuke map.
Oh, I love this. I love this
and
website.
So, and so what all you can do is you can pick any city and then you can pick any kind of detonation bomb.
Okay.
And then you can hit detonate and you can see the blast radius of the bomb.
Like the firestorm radius.
Yeah. So here are some choices.
Third degree burn radius.
Right.
Here are some choices of different kinds of bombs. There's one called the Davy Crockett, right? It's the tiniest U.S. bomb produced and it's 20 tons, right?
Okay.
And so there is literally a list of like 50 different kinds of bombs that are nuclear type bombs.
Right.
And you can select the bomb and then detonate it. So the Fat Man was the Nagasaki bomb, 20 kilotons. I'll select that. I'll hit detonate. And it only detonates basically downtown Los Angeles, which is you're like, oh cool, I live on the west side.
Yeah.
I won't be phased at all.
Do you think they're going to nuke? Think they're going to go downtown? Think they're going to do LAX?
No, I think they would do one of the plants.
Then you look at some of the big ones, right? China's first nuclear bomb.
Okay.
It's 3.3 megatons. And I'm going to detonate that. It's most of Los Angeles. So,
right.
And that's a huge city. So you really see there's definitely like a range of how big these bombs are. And
Pico Rivera is in the clear.
Oh, that's true.
Just wanted
to
say.
Oh, West Covina, your real estate just went
downy.
Up.
Right.
Beachfront property.
Beachfront property.
Do you think, what do you think would happen to the land? Do you think there would be a big chunk of it missing?
No.
Or would it just get decimated? Like the
buildings,
trees,
skin everywhere,
Jesus.
Holograms walking around. And then just radiation for a little while,
right? Oh, my God.
For quite some time.
Let's go through the effects. Because, we see there are three different radii. The first one's fireball. So it's like the maximum size of the nuclear fireball, which is the smallest blast radius. So it's like relevance to lived effects depends on height of detonation. Okay, so if they detonate 100 miles above Earth or it hits the ground and detonates. But if it touches the ground, the amount of radioactive fallout is significantly increased. So what happens to you in the fireball radius? Probably just get completely singed up in seconds.
It's a heat situation, right? So what a bomb is like essentially thousands of degrees of heat melting everything in its range.
Mother
so
of God.
Us water sacks that we are, we boil
and
we explode, so because we're, our hearts and everything, our cells get so hot, they boil and rupture.
Yeah.
And so we're made of cells made of water. And so our whole, it'd be like putting you in a microwave.
Yeah. But really fast,
but
probably.
Like a better microwave than you have. Like not that GE shit, the new
like
Samsung.
NASA.
Yeah,
that GE shit.
Yeah, like a good one.
And then air blast radius is like, that's when buildings collapse, everybody gets injured. You're pretty fucked up. And then, of course, the largest radius, thermal radiation. So you'll get third degree burns all the way through this one. You'll be in freaking Topanga Canyon, and you will get third-degree burns if they put this nuke at LAX.
Damn.
You'll be hiking by Charles Manson's house, and you will get third-degree burns.
Damn.
Yeah, so it doesn't seem like a good thing to happen for anybody, right? And, so all it would take is, I guess if I was coordinating the attack and I'm Russia, I'm going to try to take out, the six major U.S. cities, which I'm sure the United States knows about. So they're not going to put their bombs in the U.S. cities. They're going to put them in Iowa.
Yeah.
So there's places that are safe. So the big U.S. cities are kaputs. But if you live in Palmdale, you're safe.
Yeah.
So here's another interesting thought experiment on this issue, right? So we're talking about it like there's going to be a war that precipitates this thing, which makes sense because I think that's one of the we got a lot of antagonizers and they're gonna send one over. I think realistically, because we have such crazy muscle defense systems.
Yeah.
Missile defense systems, not muscle defense systems. I think what would happen is Russia or North Korea or somebody tries to send a nuclear bomb and we go, ah, well, fuck you. And then we shoot it out of the sky and we just go, what the fuck? That was a nuke. And then everybody collectively goes, shame, God damn it. And then everybody, whoever sent that thing, they pile on them, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you're fucked, so get out of here, right?
Question is, do you fire back a nuke or do you just come back with a bunch of M16s and tanks and laser beams and kill everybody and not respond with
It depends on who the president is.
Yeah, right? I guess we have the cap, because to nuke, I get someone shooting us with a nuke is bad, but if you were able to stop it,
without
it, to respond with a nuke is like, now we're nuking each other.
Yeah, exactly. But, exactly.
Or you could just go in and fucking throw a couple of those Hellcat firebombs. Like,
incendiary bombs.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly. Yeah, and that's the thing,
like
though.
Dresden.
I mean, yeah.
Dresden, great club.
Like, here on Wikipedia, it says that the same amount of fire damage caused by a nuclear weapon could have instead been produced by smaller total yield of thousands of incendiary bombs.
Yeah.
So you could kill the same amount of people. There just wouldn't be that thermal radius.
That's a sneaky political move. Like, it is. Instead of dropping a nuke, I'm not the guy who dropped a nuke. I just dropped a fucking million little bombs.
And then you become the good guy because you didn't contribute to the world ending. So that's, you just like put him in his place.
And I'm sure... every time I think of something I think is smart, I'm like, there's 10 other guys who are way smarter that thought it was like 75 years
ahead of us.
I mean, that's the thing that's what would happen with North Korea, right? Like, North Korea, basically, there's no political advantage to keeping them around, right? Pretty much. So
it's almost like we want them to shoot us.
Well, yeah. If they shot us, we would be like, in my mind, I would go, North Korea, are you idiots? All right, fine. South Korea. Here, we're going to put you guys all on ships, go over to Japan.
Yeah.
All right, North Korea, fuck you. This is what you did. And then just bomb them. They're completely gone. Right. Pyongyang is and then we all just turn into a crazy theme park or something, right?
Yeah.
World's theme park. World's nuclear waste den, right?
Yeah, it's a giant pachinko machine.
Yeah, pretty much.
North Korea.
But if you did that with if Russia did it or China, it's obviously way more complicated because suddenly you're just like, well,
you can't just be like, fuck you, Moscow.
and then Europe, it's also super complicated because there's a lot of allies that kind of surround.
Yeah, they're so close.
Places, right? So the reason I brought that issue up is because I think what's more realistic is a something similar to what happened in Chernobyl, right? Where we just make some terrible mistake, right? And things just go haywire, or there's an accident in the United States where just one of our own nuclear bombs goes off or something like that.
Yeah,
right? I think that to me seems more realistic because it's what you always hear with gun violence, right? It's where there's always a chance that somebody's going to come into your house and you're going to have to shoot them, right?
Yeah.
But more realistically, your kid is going to shoot himself because he's going to find it, right? And then that's
like what's more likely.
Right. So that's why you got to like put him in a safe place and whatever. So I mean, what do you do in that situation? Like, how do you because I think at that point you just go, well, this is the bed we've made for ourselves, right?
Yeah. A bed full of bombs.
Yeah. Bed full of bombs.
Don't like fart the wrong way because they'll all go off like dominoes.
Sleep on your belly. Fart up.
Fart up.
Don't be farting on them bombs.
I mean, because there are a lot of nuclear near misses, right?
Yeah. Right.
Like, there was one in
the Bay of Pigs bullshit.
Exactly. Yeah. Like having one of these things go off like on accident is probably the most likely scenario.
Totally.
I guess there's some good people taking care of this shit.
Wow.
I mean, but I don't know, man. I mean, nothing really works. Like,
yeah.
Well, and we're not teaching people to do much anymore. So
true.
Like the people that are going to be like manning. Yes, true. Manning our nuclear wars or nuclear weapons is, not going to be ideal.
You know what that makes me think of, which I learned about yesterday, was that, like, I've never ever thought of this. Maybe I'm the only one, but how drugs are used in the army, in the armed forces, in the military, like, it's super common. There's a drug that the U.S. military uses that basically is like, it's like an opiate without the high. So you can be up functioning at 100% for 40 hours.
Well, that's not an opiate. That's an amphetamine. Right?
Maybe that's like it. But yeah. Yeah. It's an upper.
All the pilots use that stuff.
Yeah. And I never knew about that. I
mean, everybody yeah. who's in charge of a piece of machinery that can't sleep is on yeah. amphetamines.
But yeah. like foot soldiers, given to them by, they like pump the foot soldiers full of it so that they're like,
rip fuel, baby.
Yeah.
They're going. Yeah.
They're going.
Which I makes sense. I mean, you know, otherwise, I've always wondered that too with armed forces where you're like,
yeah.
Like how the, I mean, you know, I get tired at 10 p.m. sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're doing this at 7 in the morning, and I'm gonna be dozing most of the day probably on accident.
For sure.
Even though I have to be in an office all day today. But
like on a Saturday, I sleep till 2.
Yeah, sometimes. Dude.
Everyone's been on amphetamines forever.
Right.
Like all the suicide, the kamikaze pilots yes. were on amphetamines. Like Hitler yeah. was on amphetamines. You look at his right. speeches, yeah. you're like, yeah, that dude's definitely fucking on
yeah.
amphetamines.
Have you seen that video of him at the Olympics and he's like jerking yeah. around and shaking? Yeah. It's like,
really?
Yeah, it's really yeah. crazy.
That dude needs a kava tea.
He was like hopped up.
Hitler needs to Hitler's fucked up on kava.
Too much caffeine, man.
Down.
What if there was a drug that you took that turned you into a like a maniacal Nazi?
Oh my god!
Like it was like a side effect. It was like a like
3% chance, not even yeah. like 0.02% chance you become like a maniacal Nazi dictator.
Right.
But your speeches are fucking
right. And you don't have carpal tunnel anymore.
Yeah.
No carpal tunnel, and you give a hell of a speech. So like it starts at a bachelor party or a wedding.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You get up and you're like, I just like to make a toast to my friend Ricky. Great guy. Right. And you just give this big, and everyone's fucking just cheering afterwards. Yeah.
Right.
You're like, God, that guy can deliver a speech.
Wow.
Right.
And then you're like, maybe I should talk more in public.
Right.
And you start talking more in public. And then you start slipping in Jew talk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You start blaming the Jews. Jew
talk. Just a couple little things. Just a couple. Nobody really
the banks,
blinks.
And then all of a sudden you become Hitler.
And then you don't realize that you're getting hatred for Jews. It's like a side effect of this weird drug.
I wonder. You think it makes sense? You're like, totally. Oh, dude, this makes sense.
Yeah.
I take this pill called Nuvigil or Provigil or Modafinil, depending on where you get it. And it's like this super brain drug, right? Where you like don't it keeps
you gave
you
me
from
one
falling
and I was afraid to take it.
You should take it because it's awesome.
What time should I take it?
Take it
in the morning.
I mean, when do you?
I mean, I like wake up at early and go to bed at. At regular, I'm like regular human hours.
Regular human guy. I would take it at like. I mean, I prescribed
PM?
Mine because there are points in the day where I'm like total non-functional adult. I can't keep my eyes open. Like all I want to do, I literally cannot move my body up off of a surface. Right.
Let me throw you a scenario.
So I'm so fucking tired.
I'm piloting a C-47 full of nukes.
Okay.
Sweet.
And I got to keep this thing going all the time.
Yeah.
Because I think we actually probably have planes in the air that never land that are just refueled in the air.
I think that's probably true.
And they're carrying fucking nukes and like...
Do you think they trade out pilots here and there?
I think they just keep them on these provincial drugs. There's like a pilot that's been up there for 14 years. He's just got a beard.
Yeah.
I'm still going, baby. Woo! Yeah, there's
with like a box TV, black and white box TV, and he just watches like
Glenn.
Yeah, yeah.
So watches reruns of the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah. Keep it up, boys.
Woo!
I'm flying. Woo! Barrel roll. Yeah,
that's really funny.
He's the coolest guy in America.
Yeah, dude.
He's just
been
flying
for
since
77.
Yeah, right.
Buzz cut and a beard.
Though. They probably
high and tight, super long beard.
How do they do like maintenance and stuff? They just fly up there. I've been watching enough
Alex Jones,
Iqbal, eBay plane crash videos to know that.
Have you guys gone on a date yet?
Not yet. Like
you approached him?
I like approached him and he was like, "Oh, thank you." And then I was like, "Yeah, I really like your videos. Like, do you want to like come on my podcast?" And he ignored it.
Do you know if he's of age?
No.
Okay.
So
we gotta,
he seems like he's in high school. I mean, I'm not.
We should
not
get like
get him like
one of those Miley Cyrus like until he turns 18 ticker talks. On this guy.
Yes. I
remember
on Facebook. I could.
Who's like
him.
The new?
I remember seeing one of those when I was a kid, and it was a Mary Kay Nolson one, and I didn't realize it was creepy because I was like also 14 or something.
Like, sweet.
And I was just like, I know, I can't wait either. I'm gonna graduate high school.
We'll all be 18.
Then we're gonna go to college. It's gonna
I'm
be
18.
Dope.
And we'll all hang out. And we'll f.
Yeah,
it'll be sweet.
But I didn't realize it was done by like a 40 year old guy who works
at
Citgo,
State Farm.
Yeah.
gross.
Wait a minute.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so Provigil.
That was Provigil. That's what we were talking about. The reason I brought that up is because I have no idea what the side effects are. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while I speculate. Because it's one of these weird new drugs where people go, yeah, it seems pretty good. I guess it's just a good drug that nobody has any problem with, right?
And the rule is like there's no free lunches in nature. Like,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So I'm trying to pay close attention to my body just mm-hmm. in case there's a time where I go, huh, I don't remember that lump. Yeah. Or like, that's a weird.
Like,
huh,
you're here on camera.
My poops were normal yesterday.
You made a guy take $300 out of his ATM.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you danced.
He's tied up.
You made him flubber
in
your belly.
In my closet right now.
Flubber your belly. It's a Provigil, guys. I promise. It's
Provigil. Oh, my God.
But I've been taking this thing for like...
You seem
like
productive.
7 years or
you seem
something.
Really productive. Yeah. You look good. You're smart-ish.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look healthy.
I think it's okay.
Smart-ish.
I mean, I've definitely had times where I go, like, maybe this is the Provigil. Yeah. But this is the other thing with the medical industry where apart from the basic shit, a lot of the times you're asking doctors about this, be like, hey, man, I've been taking this drug for a while. I've done all the research online. I don't see of any clinical trials where they're testing for side effects, and then they just go, okay, well,
guess there's not any then.
I guess you're good. So moving on.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, what? Aren't you a professional?
Yeah.
If I'm trying to finish like 4 scripts in a day.
Take one, man.
Yeah. I mean, here's
full pill, half pill. What are you talking about?
Like, I take a half pill.
Does it increase your functioning or does it just keep you awake?
Well, it keeps you awake. So by proxy, it increases your functionality.
But it's
not like
Adderall where you're just suddenly like,
no, I mean this is what it does for me, right? Like, so it's a wakefulness promoter. Mm-hmm. It's designed especially. I mean, I was diagnosed with this thing called idiopathic hypersomnia, which basically means we don't know why, but you sleep too much, right? Oh, it's very, it's like it's a kind of a non-diagnosis.
It's interesting, diagnosis. Though. I've never heard of that.
But it was like it's kind of like a sister thing to narcolepsy, which I don't have and I can't have because of some genetic issue or a genetic beneficial, I guess, but. Mm-hmm. But I was prescribed this, and it's the same thing that you will see prescribed to people that are working like sudden night shifts or like the pilots, you know, people like that, like someone who's like they have to drive from here to
truckers.
Omaha, yeah, with like a FedEx truck for, you know, the overnight mail shit, right?
Yeah.
So they'll be prescribed this so that they don't fall asleep, right? Because mm-hmm. I personally. Like coffee will give me like a moment of get up,
yeah.
But then, you know, then it kind of
then
it fades,
you could, like, fall
right?
asleep at the wheel,
just like a toot toot.
Yeah,
you know?
A little it gets me moving, and then all of a sudden I'm just like I kind of want to take a nap.
Damn,
again, yeah. Right.
I could have a coffee and then go right to bed.
Yeah, totally. So Provigil, when I'm really, and I don't take it all the time. Well, it's modafinil is what I take. I don't take. Mm-hmm. It's also a Schedule I substance.
Damn.
So I don't.
So it's marijuana, right?
Yeah, but yeah. I think I'm not supposed to.
Well, probably some talk of that because I've been on the big guys for right. like not anymore, but a lot right. of those since they are like controlled substances.
That Afghani shit? What are you on?
Yeah,
I'm on that like crocodile.
I've been doing some Donald Trump.
It's okay. Yeah, some Donald Trump in Florida. But I know like they're really strict about like getting
right.
your doctor
right.
to like sign off literally every time you get it.
Yeah, that's what I always run into.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, but it's a non-addictive, so it's not like Adderall where mm-hmm. it's an amphetamine-based substance where you quickly can kind of get your chemical addiction in theory,
right.
And people do have a chemical addiction. Provigil, modafinil, Nuvigil, all those drugs, they're nootropics, so it's a wakefulness promoter. It literally just keeps you awake, and I think from everything that I've seen, it's fairly, people don't really understand how and why it works the way it does.
Yeah, that's cool. Crazy.
So it's
smart.
Yeah, I mean, it's for me, it's just one of those things. Like, I have a busy day all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I could sleep more, but when I sleep more, like the way I got tested for it is they make you get a really full night of sleep the night before. Then you go into the sleep clinic and they hook you up to a ton of wires. You have to take a full night's sleep with all those wires on you, and then the next day you still stay connected to those wires and you stay at the clinic, and every like 3 hours they come in and they go, all right, time for nap, get in bed, take a nap, and you take a nap for half an hour. And if you don't nap, you still have to like lay there and try. Right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of the principle, right? And they do that like 4 or 5 times throughout the day, like literally every 3 hours, I think. And I think most people go like a nap every 3 hours. I mean, that's fucking crazy. Like well, that
sounds like
how would you do that?
Normal
right?
to me.
Well, and that was for me. It was I fell asleep within like 4-5 minutes every time or something.
Yeah, I'm like a 5 minute guy.
Yeah, so I that was the thing. It's like my body when it's time for sleep, it goes, all right, we're going to REM sleep now, right?
What you're describing sounds like my sleep pattern.
Yeah,
like I'm always basically really tired.
Yeah.
When I get a full night's sleep, I'm even more tired.
Exactly. It's exactly
how I have to go on a run.
Right.
Wow.
To be awake.
Right.
And then after that, I'm still tired.
Totally.
All the time.
Yeah. So I'm kind of, how I was. And that was why I went and got tested. Cause I was just like, fuck, man, this is a pain in the ass. Like on days like today where I'm just like, I got so much shit to do and I'm just cranking coffee and nothing wakes me up. Like nothing I do.
Damn.
I'll go work out. I'll take a shower. I'll drink a bunch of coffee, whatever. And I just cannot wake up. So I was prescribed this thing. The whole point of the story is I don't know if it's going to turn me into a Jew hating bastard. Yeah. It might.
At the very least, it's going to make you a really good pilot.
Yeah, I'm going to be a great pilot.
For an F-35 Joint Strike Fighter.
Yeah. This is
the guys that have their hands on the nuke buttons are probably on this stuff too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
And don't we want them on it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
kind of.
How Trump's been like, we need to beef up American defenses with billions of dollars. I just found a really interesting article on our nuclear war about this, and it's going to cost $400 billion. But interestingly enough, America hasn't produced a ballistic missile submarine in 20 years. Or an intercontinental blast missile, or what is it? Intercontinental ballistic missile in 30 years.
Damn.
So, like, we're pretty ancient when it comes to our nuclear designs and our weapon designs, and like sure they can be recycled and fixed, but like other countries that are funneling billions into like producing new kinds of warheads and weapons, like we can't compete with that unless we really start spending money on it. Like we need a huge increase of the current budget to like get with the program, or we need to like a nuclear strategy that's going to like be like, do we really need these? Like, do we really need like pilots flying around with nuclear bombs on them? Like,
right,
they're the most like this article is like, that's the most flexible of American nuclear forces are those pilots that can fly around with them. But if you use them for something that isn't nuclear war, like, could it send the wrong message to someone like Russia that
right.
you're flying
right.
around with the nukes and. I don't know. It takes a lot of thought.
Yeah, we're wagging it around a little bit.
We are. Yeah. And all our stuff's old. Like, there's another thing about how these Navy subs can't stop losing their noise-dampening skins. So it's like,
I mean,
these plates around all of our old-ass submarines are, like, coming off in the water, which makes them not right. invisible to sonar or, like, anything like that. Like, how are you going to have a submarine that's not invisible?
I don't know right. if I buy that. We haven't made a new nuclear sub in like 20 years.
Yeah, maybe that's just propaganda.
I feel like we're 25 years behind what we have. Like the public is 25 years behind.
Maybe.
Because that was the way it was with like the Blackbird stealth bomber and stuff like
that. Yeah.
That the stealth bomber we have now is like what? It came out in like the 90s or something?
Yeah. But yeah,
that
I
was like
that.
That was flying in the 60s or something, you know. So, it took
yeah, they're
a while.
Testing. It's like pharmaceutical research and shit like that.
All that UFO research. Shit you see is probably some new cool ass zippity doodah.
Cool. Yeah, and you know what's weird is like during the Cold War, doesn't it seem like citizens were kept in the know? Like, check this out. Like, this is our little
it's
big boy. He's gonna like blow up
cool
into.
Now.
Yeah,
and like no one tells us shit anymore.
Well, I think it's politically, but I also it's pseudo. I don't want to say it's illegal, but it's like there are like the nuclear, like there are treaties.
Yes,
that have essentially said, listen, we are not pursuing this route as a world anymore.
I mean, build new ones.
Yeah, I mean that's the whole point of all the controversy with Iran and North Korea and to a degree Russia, where everybody at like the NATO, I think, was like, I mean, I don't know who did it, but there are laws in place, or at least there are agreements in place that are like, we're not pursuing any more nuclear anything.
Yeah. Right?
Kind of put together by the people that have them, so it's really easy for them to be like, well, fuck you, of course you're not going to pursue anymore, but what about us, says Iran? Right, yeah, exactly. And, you know, and again, it's like, it's just like, all of this stuff is prisoner dilemma, right? Prisoner theory? Prison theory? Prisoner dilemma? You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like
two. Like the economic concept?
Mm-hmm.
Or basically, which is really, it's very fascinating, and you kind
of
see
you
it.
A pair of sneakers.
Right, yeah.
You suck my dick.
Right. That is prisoner dilemma. Right.
I'm going to rape you.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is it that?
It's that. That's it, yeah.
You really brought it down.
You brought
it
down.
Simple terms. Yeah.
I watch a lot of HBO.
That's like some serious like community college professor talk right there. But no, like prisoner theory or prisoner dilemma. Fuck, why am I'm blanking on the name of this because it's 7 in the morning. But it's basically you go to, you and a buddy mm-hmm. get caught for stealing, right? You guys are interrogated in two separate rooms.
Oh, yes.
And the interrogator says to you, all right. Your boy Johnny is also talking right now, right? If you talk and he talks, you guys both get 10 years, right? If only he talks and he blames it on you, you're going to get 50 years, right?
And he goes free.
If you just tell us about him and he doesn't say anything, you're out free, and he gives in for 50 years, yeah. right?
But
and
if
neither
cool
of you guys talk,
cool, then stick to the plan.
Then you both only get 2 years, right? Or something
yeah,
like
so
that.
Yeah, so it's in
right?
everybody's best interest to not squeal.
Right, right. Well, it's
this
no.
This sounds
it's,
like the Golden Ball Game.
But
it was a British television show.
Yeah, I mean, it's
you know what I'm talking
it's
about?
Like, no, but
if it's your friend. Oh. Prisoners,
it's a famous concept. Yeah,
you
I mean,
want to look out for each other, but if you're committing crimes with someone you don't
right,
trust,
right.
they're going to.
But this
fuck
is the thing, because if you don't say anything and they say stuff, then you are in prison for a long time,
yeah.
right? So in theory,
so it's almost like that timer going down of like
exactly. So it's exactly. So it's one of those things. I mean, you saw it played out in The Dark Knight, right? When both of those, it's like they're two boats.
Yeah.
That whole part.
Oh yeah, and they were
it's prison
better,
dilemma, right?
They were good people, and they were like, you know what? No.
Yeah, neither of us are going to do this.
We're not
right?
going to do it.
But
there's a game show that was a British game show that's the same theory, mm-hmm. and it's fantastic.
Right.
And the simple premise is like there's a sum of money, $10,000.
Right.
And it's me against you, Dog Boobs, and we each have two balls.
Yeah.
And one ball says split, and one ball says steal.
Right.
And we can talk to each other, and we can say we both agree we're gonna put our split ball out.
Yeah.
And with the split ball, we each take $5,000.
Right.
And you say, okay, I'm gonna do that. And we both agree.
You have to trust that person's not
yes.
going to fuck you
over. And so I put
over.
My split up, and then you put your steel ball, and you get all $10,000.
That's right. so messed
or
up.
I put...
Or you both do
or
steel.
Or we both say split, and then you put your split, and I put steel, and I get all the $10,000.
Yeah. And if you
or
both do steel, you don't get anything, right?
Yes. And so it's a simple, simple premise
right.
of
That's
trust
crazy.
In what people say. And there are... You can watch these videos on YouTube. They're
yeah.
fascinating.
Yeah,
because
like,
people give this performance. They're like, I've got kids... just need half the money. Yeah. I don't want all. I think it's actually like for $100,000. It ends
oh.
up being
right.
like a lot of money.
Right.
And people, their trust just gets destroyed.
Yes.
And ripped apart. And so it's the same thing with this nuclear thing. It's like if we all agree.
Exactly.
That we're going to stop.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, cool. I agree. And then one person's like, but we're going to keep going.
Totally.
And the person's like, wait, you're keeping going? I'm keeping going.
Exactly.
So it's like.
And then it hurts yeah. each other for doing that, right?
Yeah.
And it hurts each other.
So that's
right?
exactly where we are with nuclear war,
yeah.
right? Where
yeah.
we and all the nuclear arms holders right now, including Russia,
mm-hmm.
are going, all right, cool. We're not going to do it anymore. We agree that's a bad
right,
idea.
But
we're
doing it.
But yeah, but Russia and definitely America, because we're actually a terrible country
yeah.
in a lot of ways. But
we're doing it.
But,
what are you talking about? We invented in and out in baseball.
That's exactly.
True. That's true. But, you know, but both of us are like, well, if Russia is doing it, though, we're going to lose our stake and we're going to be fucked.
We're going to get $0.
Right. And that's kind of, you know, that's the thing. I mean, that's where it's really interesting with North Korea and
so
Iran or whatever.
Crazy.
It's like they have almost nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, we just need to get to the table
mm-hmm.
so that we can be taken seriously. Right.
Yeah.
I saw, I don't know if you watch Homeland, but there was a situation which is a unscripted fictional show, but right. there's an Iranian spy, and he's talking about nuclear war, and he's like, we don't want nukes. We just designed a nuclear program so we can bargain with you guys to take it away. He's like, it's not even something we want. It's just exactly. we just want to create a bargaining chip to open like economic embargo deals.
Wow.
Totally.
And you're like, whoa, that must be based in some truth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
These people
man.
Do their research and
yeah. I mean, it has to be, and it makes like, total sense.
They mm-hmm. don't. They know they can't win a nuclear war.
Like, totally.
They don't have. But if they create a program and then negotiate to take it away, but yeah, now they open up their
like,
trade routes or something
like that.
Exactly.
Gonna wanna now be
they're
my buddy.
Now they're economically more, you know, easier to deal with. Yeah.
Totally.
Bargains.
So I mean, it's the same with everybody else. I mean, look, the
really interesting.
The countries that have nuclear weapons right now. Actually, this is a really good thing that we probably should have brought up. So I think it's America, Russia, and it's the numbers are insane. His numbers are insanely disproportionate too, right? So
yeah,
USA we have 1920, right?
1920, okay.
Those are deployed warheads. Yeah, this is Business Insider. Those are deployed warheads.
We don't know the difference.
Well, those are basically the ones that are like ready to go if need be. And other warheads, which is we have 5,380.
Jeez.
So our total is 7,300 as of 2014. Russia has 8,000 and they have 1,600 deployed and 6,400 kind of in holding right
like
now.
In stockpile.
The UK has 225 total. France has 300 total. China has 250 total, none of which are deployed. India has somewhere around 100, none of which are deployed. Pakistan has about 100, none of which are deployed. Israel has 80, and North Korea, none of which are deployed, has like 6, right?
That's really interesting. I just found a graph that kind of explains the same thing you're talking about,
right.
But it's like 2017 numbers and then explains like deployed versus stockpiled.
Right.
So right now it says Russia is beating us by about 200,
right,
just in general, but right. we have fewer deployed, which means warheads on ballistic missiles and at aircraft bases like
right.
ready to go, and then stockpiled we're losing that too. Russia has more than that, and those are warheads assigned for potential use on military
right.
delivery
but
vehicles.
This is, I mean, at this point, like if it's us versus Russia and it's like we have 8,000 and you have 200 or you have 10,000, it's like we're both going to be annihilated.
Yeah.
It's not really at that point.
But then think how big Russia is.
Yeah, but regardless, like those, most of the people don't live there. I mean,
Russia's already in sort of a nuclear winter type situation,
right.
Yeah.
And they haven't even detonated a bomb. Their country's just shitty.
I mean, plus, like countries are not identified by their mass. They're identified mm-hmm. by their populations, right? So
true.
So you know. Yes, Russia is huge, but if you bomb Moscow, St. Petersburg, and like a couple of the armed forces
yeah.
plants in fucking Siberia, then it's like, well, Russia doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Now it's just a fucking hunk of bullshit, right?
That's yeah. why
and
if you
same
look
thing
at
here,
like,
right?
the Democrat-Republican district map, the
right.
whole country looks red, but
totally.
Then you realize like, oh, Montana. Like,
exactly,
10
exactly.
people
so
there.
It's yeah, so you drop a nuclear bomb in like the plains of Kansas,
yeah,
you're gonna
not that much of an effect.
Well, you're gonna fuck up like the corn supply, right? Which is
feelings.
Gonna have you're gonna hurt
That's
our feelings
heartland.
For sure, right?
That's right.
I mean, you're gonna do some damage, but it's but that's I mean, we dropped 2 fucking bombs on Japan and killed like 500,000 people.
Holy
you
shit!
You know, so if we're gonna we have almost 10,000 nuclear warheads, right? If we drop 100 of those, the world is fucked forever, you know?
Yeah.
So we have this all this shit, and we're just kind of like, at this point, it's just dick swinging, man. We're,
yeah.
you know, like, it's like somebody that has a bunch of rings or something where you're just like, you only have 10 fingers, man. Like,
yeah.
All those other rings are just around.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And then they're also different sizes and different potencies and
yeah.
different whatever. So it's, yeah, I mean, part of it too is like if you destroy, I mean, how does that work if you destroy a nuclear weapon? Do you know?
I don't know. How to destroy.
You have to dismantle, I think, is the word.
Yes. Interesting.
Yeah.
You take
doesn't
like.
Really
have you ever guys ever seen The Rock?
The movie?
Yeah, it's a lot like how Nicolas Cage takes. Wait, what? You never seen The Rock?
I don't think I've seen The Rock.
What have you guys been doing every day?
No.
Podcasting.
What are you
dude?
Up to?
What?
Jesus.
What's it about? Who's in it?
Sean Connery, Nick Cage,
yes,
Savior.
No, oh, I don't know about that. The Rock,
well,
IMDb.
You got your homework for the weekend.
Wow, it's got
go down
three
the
and
video
half out
store.
Of five stars.
Three and a half.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's a mild-mannered chemist and an ex-con must lead the counterstrike when a rogue group of military men led by a renegade general threaten to nerve gas attack Alcatraz.
Oh, boy.
Or from Alcatraz against San Francisco
from.
Of all
oh,
cities.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Amazing.
So Nick Cage has to dismantle a nerve gas bomb.
Let me guess, though. Connery is the renegade general. Like, he's got to be.
No.
Really? Not. Ed Harris is?
Ed Harris is.
Whoa.
Connery is the guy that's been in prison for 40 years, and they got to get him out because he's the only guy that knows how to sneak in to
mm-hmm.
the Rock. Boom!
Damn.
Amazing.
And guess what?
They win.
He dies in the first act.
Oh.
Does he really? That's amazing.
Well, that
I'm telling
sucks.
You, gotta watch it.
Oh, my God. Well, I found a couple things. How can we stop a nuke? From the impossible dream of a space-based shield, missile defense has come down to Earth. But will it work?
Or the space wars.
So it's like if somebody shot us a nuke and we know it's in the air, kind of like GoldenEye. You can see it
right.
on the satellite and it's like beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. And it's coming.
Right.
Can we shoot it out of the sky? And
oh, man, that
this
seems complicated.
Whole article says, mid-course defense test flights have been mixed results.
Yeah, okay.
Some
cool.
of them work. 3 of 5 intercept tests ended in success in the 90s. But then there was like a 4-year lull where nothing worked. So I guess it's just going to be a flip of the coin.
I mean, Jesus, dude. Because, yeah, I mean, that happens and you just go, well, I guess we got to test this one. And then you get nuclear rain.
Yeah. It's like Armageddon. Like, you don't know if you're going to blow up the meteor. But you got to try.
Oh, my.
Because your daughter is in love with...
Oh, boy.
Who? Who's in that? Who is she in love with?
In what?
Matthew McConaughey? Armageddon? Oh, Ben Affleck. Fat Affleck.
Oh, she's in love with...
Fat Affleck.
That's Liv Tyler's.
Yeah. She's into Ben, right? Affleck. And yeah. Bruce Willis is like, I'm going to die because I know you
that's
love Liv's Ben
That's Liv Tyler's his dad's.
Mm-hmm.
And they hook up in like a rocket exhaust. Yeah. Which is pretty sexy.
It is.
A rocket exhaust?
There's some
really?
Hot and heavy
yeah, like
moments.
The exhaust tube for the rocket ship, they like make love in it.
Oh, that's right.
As they're like floating down to Earth safely because her dad.
It's before they've turned the rocket on. It's, you know, pre-launch.
It's pretty cool.
Let's just say he went pre-launch.
He went pre-launch.
His rocket was.
His rocket was.
Ready to deploy.
Dismantle in flight. Oh, man.
It's dismantled mid-flight.
There's only like a half and half like success rate of dismantling that
flex.
Kind of rocket mid-flight.
Yeah, fuck, man. I mean, I hope we never get to that point.
Yeah, I want to be good and dead when
wait,
that happens.
Really, dude?
I think,
really?
I don't think it's going to happen. I just think
pussy?
That we, yeah.
What are you, some pussy?
I think,
doesn't like nuclear proliferation.
Whatever, bro.
I think it's just too, I just,
scary.
It's just not even just too scary. Scary. It's just as much as like, it just would be bad. It would
be such a clusterfuck that the
like,
first person
yeah, I mean,
to, like, do
it would
it.
Be
like,
impossible to come out of that okay.
Yeah.
From anybody. I mean,
and
you'd have to be
that.
A total unhinged crazy person.
Yeah.
And, you know, we say that about Trump and we say that about Kim Jong-un and whatever, but and Putin. But I don't think that even they are that unhinged.
Yeah.
That, because it's like you're not going to come back from that in your domestic country either.
Yeah.
Like, unless something really fucked happens, right, where we get, like, I mean, even if you bomb, like, fucking Mosul or something,
yeah.
like somewhere where people are just like, fuck that place, ISIS is all there, who
yeah,
cares,
just
right?
Kill it.
You're still going to ruin that land. It's going to be a political nightmare for the rest of time,
nuclear
right?
Nuclear fallout.
I mean, there's just so many things
yeah.
that are going to come from that. Everybody's going to be like, fuck you, America. That's
yeah.
inhumane.
And
suck
when
a dick.
Think about
right.
like how crazy countries are. I feel like North Korea is the only one that has a leader that is so fucking crazy and
right.
maybe influential is the wrong word, but threatening to the people around him that like he could get away with it. But
North
I feel
Korea?
Like any
yeah.
other leader like is surrounded by enough people who right. understand like, no, we can't do this. Right. And here's why.
Yeah,
North
totally.
Korea is like, you looked at me the wrong way or like you farted sideways last night. Like I'm going to execute 18 generals today because of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he'll
and
do
all
it.
All of your families.
And all of your families. Will
bring me another Pokeball.
Right.
That guy eats a ton of Pokeballs.
So much Pokeballs.
Bring
you
me
can
another
tell he's got
Pokeball.
Mercury poisoning just by looking at his chins.
Yeah.
That guy's not healthy.
No, he's definitely not.
Oh, but Poke's so yeah. good.
But Poke's so good.
So cool. So good.
Sometimes another. I just stick my face in the whole wet bowl of Poke.
Yeah.
And I just rub
and,
it
like,
around.
And like slurp off the sauce on every little cube of tuna.
Oh, Poke.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I love it.
That was a cool
I
sound.
I might have that tonight.
What, do you hate the fish?
No, I like it. I like it all. But part of me wants to like deconstruct it and eat one like ingredient at a time.
Deconstruct Poke.
Deconstructed Poke. It's like five bowls.
You guys should
One's
do a Taste Made
cubes.
Poke video.
I think we do. I think we have a ton.
Oh.
Taste Made Japan
That's
is
why I'm
like
unemployable.
Legit.
Oh, really?
Check out Taste Made Japan. They make the coolest stuff. And Japan makes so much stuff with meat and cheese. And that's like the only stuff in it.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Like just ground pork filled with cheese wrapped up in a
Jesus
puff pastry
Christ.
That looks like a turtle. And they put googly eyes on it and they're like, serving it at a party.
Oh,
it's cute.
Sounds incredible.
It's really cute. It's filled with like
they got style
meat
over there.
They got
sauce,
style.
Like a
style.
Bechamel cream sauce. It's like I don't understand. So, like they don't get gas from it. I guess
a segue from that is in nuclear winter, you'll have none of the stuff we're
no.
talking about.
None
All of the
beans.
Things we're used to enjoying is just they're just totally gone.
Yeah.
No more poke bowls.
No.
No more dumplings.
No.
No more
poke bowls are going to be like Fukushima bowls.
That's right.
Like, you're going to be fucked if you eat those.
Yeah,
Fukushima bowls.
What would, like, a post-nuclear war poke
good,
bowl look like?
That'd be a good oh, ad man. For the poke store. Like, would you like the Fukushima bowl?
Yeah.
It's, like, extra wasabi.
Shit. It's to cover
spicy.
Up the taste of all the radiation. I wonder if radiation has a taste. It what? Doesn't. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's... I'm sure
I feel
it
like post-nuclear war poke bowls would be, like, cubed up human meat.
Mm.
Mixed with...
Yeah, probably.
Strained pinto bean sauce.
Yeah, and like
because
pine
you
needles.
Can, and pine needles on top.
Because that's all that's left.
Yeah, like, we would find a way. We'd find a way to make something nice,
yeah.
I think.
Humans are so resilient. We'd find a way to make a trendy poke place after nuclear
Oh my
Holocaust.
God, of course. Are you kidding me?
We would.
Be easy.
What do you think about this theory that humans existed before this batch of humans? And then we were... something
killed
happened
ourselves.
Catastrophic that... So this is like the second or even third wave of evolutionary humans.
Because there is such a mysteriously long time between dinosaurs and humans.
Well, there's that. And then just like the time that Earth's been around. I mean,
yeah.
Humans have been around, what, 50,000 years? It's not that long.
No, it's not that long.
So like there's hypothetically like there's some kind of volcano that went off or a meteor that kind of created this nuclear type of a situation.
Yep.
And everyone died off. And the world like reclaimed itself over the course of...
Yeah.
100,000 years.
All the little newts started turning into people
And then
again.
The newts started turning back into people. It was like a reset.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, and there's just like three Egyptians that made it.
Yeah.
And that's why they were so smart.
Oh, that's so
They're
cool.
They're like, we still got the gold. We got the gold.
We still got the gold.
And that's how they were able to take over the next civilization.
You know, the saddest thing I've ever read about from early humankind is
no
how...
maple bars?
They didn't have maple bar donuts. And then Neanderthals were just so nice. That's why they got killed off.
Is that true?
Us.
Yeah, successful humans are dicks.
Homo sapiens are like,
watch your
like,
language.
Oh, you're
watch.
Straggling behind in the group. Fuck you. We're
yeah,
gonna leave you behind.
That sounds
but Neanderthals
like
are like, you're
do.
Straggling. Let's set up camp. And like, they're all gonna freeze to death because their best friend was the weak link. And so, like, humans would be like, sorry. I'm not going to let you pull me down with you.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah. So they, and also we would like probably fucking kill so many Neanderthals.
Oh right. My God. Yeah.
And the ones that actually fell in love with Neanderthals, which I think is an early human function, falling in love, they got killed off too.
Who are you dating, Karen? This guy, Ned.
Guy.
Ned the Neanderthal.
He's a Neanderthal.
Are you serious, Karen?
Do you want to die?
Yeah. Do you even know how big his forehead is? It's disgusting. Don't bring him over here anymore.
He's
he keeps
so
sucking
weak.
His toes.
It's kind of
it's
like
gross.
Dating today. Like the nice guy doesn't get very far.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm dating Ned. You're like, Oh, that guy.
He's so nice and peaceful. And at dinner. He's into marketing instead of like oil drilling.
It is kind of the same.
Marketing. I'd like to see a rom-com.
I'd like to see a Homo sapien Neanderthal rom-com.
I would too.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
They should do that.
Didn't they try to spin off the Geico guy into a show?
Caveman show?
I think they took the wrong approach.
Mm-hmm. And that was somebody.
They just tried to do dinosaurs again, but with cavemen.
I like the social implications of like people judging you because you're dating somebody who's
like a weak Neanderthal.
They're not. I mean, I think they're probably pretty jacked, but like they
but
just
they're
were
not
nice.
Use it. They're just too nice.
Yeah, it's like
Tim Tebow.
Yes.
That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
Perfect pull.
Like picture Tim Tebow and his model girlfriend walking down a dark alley and all these Homo sapiens come out with weapons. Like Tim Tebow is not going to do shit to protect anybody, even himself. He'll get
sapiens,
down and pray. And they'll
like, I'm going to pray for you. And they just.
These Homo sapiens just wail on his head.
We're going to steal your dungarees, your high top Nikes, your tucked in collared shirt.
This is going to kill you.
Steal his tucked in collared shirt and his canvas belt.
His pocket Bible. Sad. In reality, we need more people like him.
We do.
We'll never be a race of Tim Tebow's.
No, we'll never survive. You know, like the Putins will survive. Yeah. We'll win. That's why Putin's such a badass and we all love him so much. Wait, what?
What did he say?
Sorry.
Man, I really, with all the Putin stuff that's been happening lately, I really regret not getting one of the many Putin propaganda like t-shirts that I found in Serbia last summer.
Oh.
Because they fucking love that guy.
Oh my God.
And so there were all these hilarious shirts
you
that
might
were
be check out.
I might be going that way this summer.
Man. Yeah.
So I will
going to Serbia?
Pick us up a couple.
You're going to Greece.
Greece? You just went to Greece?
Just went to Greece. It's the best.
I got
to
hit you up on
Greece
some
Greece is the fucking best.
Oh. How many squid hats did you buy?
Oh, dude. I'm like this. I've been selling them on eBay for good profit. So
squid hats?
Squid hats, man.
Is that a thing?
I don't think so.
Octopussy cats.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
I actually really, I fucking
yeah, this looks like how people look in Greece.
I love that place, man. I loved Greece. I can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
What did you just eat lamb and chill and like?
I ate a lot of Greek salads. Right.
That's what you stop being so stereotypical.
Good feta, good olives.
Unbelievable feta, unbelievable olives. I ate a lot of grilled octopus.
Would
that
you
was
say
like
forget about it.
Feta,
get about it. They're just like, we know what you want. Don't do that anymore.
Please don't do that. We speak English. Yeah. Here's your salad.
Do you know where you're going to go?
No. It's still early.
Yeah, you should. I mean.
Maybe we'll communicate via email or even maybe in person.
Maybe. Probably communicate in person. We really were feeling risky. I love Greece. I think it's an unbelievable place. And it's Athens is way cooler than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. That's the really old one with like the Parthenon, right?
That's the really old one. That's the real old one.
Right? That's where that guy Zeus
not like the
chilled,
modern
right?
City
yeah.
of
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's the cradle of democratic civilization, right?
Yeah, right there.
And it was
and pedophilia.
And also
oh, true.
Pedophilia.
And little boy,
was that where it started?
Ambla, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, cool. But that's only because there was a belief that, you know, I could transfer a young virgin's power into my power by raping
that's true.
Them. So like,
well, it was cool to penetrate no matter who you're penetrating back then.
Yeah.
It was just
that's
the
true.
Thing to do.
Who or what?
Yeah.
You know?
Cracking the wall.
Goats.
10-year-old. Whatever.
So, it was just a way of life.
I just got an email from Groupon saying my account's been compromised, and I didn't even know that company still existed. Had no idea.
I've never had a Groupon account, so I don't know what
that's the only
about.
Way you didn't delete their email?
Yeah. I was like,
wait, what?
I thought you guys were closed a long time ago.
Thanks for letting me know, I guess.
I don't know. All right. Well, that was nuclear war, I guess, right?
That was a really great topic. I think we'd talk about forever.
Yeah. Like, you know, hiding under the desk doesn't work.
Right.
The only thing you can
embrace
really do
death, try to right your wrongs before
is
that
vote.
Thing hits.
You know, vote for somebody that's
yeah.
Either a badass or a pussy.
Mm-hmm. Depending on your choices. Or a pussy.
Vote for somebody who's going to, like, beef up our nuclear arsenal, you know?
Yeah.
It's got to make sure we don't, like, once.
And get aluminum underpants for your
aluminum
utes.
Undies
yes,
for the
utes. Because you're going to need that.
And they make a testicle version, too. So.
Yeah. You can protect the testicles too, but I feel like.
What are you gonna say? What?
What are you gonna say? What?
I just
on
think,
Woman's Day. What are you gonna say?
I just think that the utes are gonna be more valuable.
They're gonna be more profitable
because
to
I
sell
think
on the market
when everything's just completely gone to shit. Like most women are gonna probably be raped and killed right off the bat.
Right.
And then we'll have a few women that were not maybe. Living underground somehow, and their utes right. are like the only way to
the mole women.
Yeah, mole the women. Mole they're women. Hairy. They've got huge bushes to keep them warm.
Right.
And like those are the last women.
Right.
That's it. And they've got to get rid of their boobs because then we're gonna turn into cows if we don't. Like we'll become milking machines. And I'm not down with that.
I mean, you would have killed yourself like.
Oh yeah, none
way,
of this
way
is relevant to me because I would have shot myself like the second I heard the right. siren.
Like you would have, seen a tweet yeah. from like a fucking bot that said nuclear winter is upon us, and
like
you would have been
bot,
like, "Well, I'm
like,
out, I guess." This
some
is it.
Random like teenager,
right?
And I'd be like, "Well, later, I'm done."
Yeah, you would have been.
Done.
You were watching Ancient Aliens, and yeah. there was a preview for a new show coming up about speculative nuclear winter.
I just think
you're like, I mean, if it's a possibility, I don't yeah, want to be around for it.
No.
So.
We're starting to get comfortable enough to make sitcoms about it.
Oh,
I'm out. Like, I'm going to kill myself.
Speaking of Ancient Aliens, I just downloaded that guy's new podcast.
Oh, really?
Which is dope. His name, what was his name again?
Mustafa Gustafolis or something?
Georgio Tsokalis. Tsokalis?
Oh, okay.
It's Greek.
He's super Greek, yeah.
But that picture I sent you guys, so the guy from Ancient Aliens, he's married to this girl named Crix Beebly.
Cool.
And she's super hot.
Oh,
Crix is
let
her
me
name?
See her. Oh my God, yes.
I mean,
at the very
she's
least
like,
her name is
she's
hot.
So
or
cute.
The Ancient Aliens guy, she's like a total babe.
She's like a nymph.
So this popped up on my radar and I kind of was like, wait, what?
That's
I
got
to
pretty,
look more into this. So yeah. maybe a future episode we'll kind of jump into this relationship.
Let's do that.
Because guys, her name's Crix Beebly.
Crix Beebly.
She's cute.
So the theory is that she's an alien and
oh.
he like found her and because it's she doesn't know what's going on. He's like,
right.
I'm
he's
the
like
coolest
the
guy.
Yeah, it's
I'm
like a mail order bride where like you get some like hot Filipino chick.
I'm the coolest guy.
You're like
I'm the coolest
guy
in Cleveland.
Like,
you're like, let me show you everything.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, she's like,
wait,
oh, yeah. turns out you're not
you're
the coolest guy.
Welcome to Earth. I'm the president of this planet. So we should
How
date.
How many years until she realizes?
I don't know, dude. She's definitely a babe. So I think she's probably getting some propositions from some guys in Maserati,
making her rethink some things probably.
Yeah. So anyway, maybe a future episode we'll dive into that
yeah.
a little bit.
Amazing. Real quick little last PS. Mm-hmm. My brother just paid me $10 on Venmo and said,
cool.
buy yourself a margarita for Women's Day. Maybe
That's...
tomorrow though, so you don't stimulate the economy today. Dancing woman emoji.
That's
what a
really
nice...
sweet.
What a nice
my brother.
My
brother is the coolest.
That's awesome.
Anyway.
He just gave me a good idea. I'm going to like potentially Venmo some woman now and just
do
totally
it.
Rip him off. But like,
do it.
It's a cool idea.
I'm
going to
send my mom
it's
an Applebee's gift card.
Do it.
In the mail. She'll get it in 6 to 10 days.
A Jersey Mike's
yeah.
gift card or something.
Yeah.
Get
mom,
a sub.
Enjoy a sub. You know, go for the big one.
That's cute that you think there's a Jersey Mike's in the town that I grew up in.
Is there even a Subway?
Oh, that's, yeah. Okay. The economy runs on Subway.
Applebee's is the fine dining.
It
that's
is.
Hilarious.
It is the fine dining. My, I mean, the defining. We went to Olive Garden for prom when I was in high school, and my best friend Greg that I beat the shit out of. Greg,
oh yeah,
his birthday was on the 1st, by the way. Happy birthday, Greg!
Aww.
March 1st.
Shout out, Greg! Shout out, birthdays.
He tried to get a fucking hamburger from Olive Garden because that's how poorly equipped we are to handle cultural moments.
No way, man.
Mid-Eastern
Can
Ohio.
I get a burger?
Yeah.
We went to the fancy Italian restaurant next to the Ferrari dealership, which there was both
of
theirs.
God.
And I was like, they give you like the square with like the cilantro on top. And it's
right.
like, you know, $23. And you're like, 23, what?
Yeah.
And your parents gave you like $25 and you tip them like -$3. They're like, great.
Love
this
table.
Love this table. We didn't give any gold. Should we give a gold before we wrap this one up?
Who do you think would deserve gold?
I don't know. We hardly talked about the actual sub.
This is a pretty small sub. And
there's a lot of news
in
the sub. It's
yeah.
a lot of articles. The sub was, it's really interesting, but you almost got to like sit and read the articles
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of heavy, jargony.
Well, goddamn it!
General,
so we'll
hit a couple randoms.
We're gonna start. We're gonna start gilding. We're starting to gild again, like we've mentioned.
We're starting to gild again.
All right, a couple randoms. Then we're gonna end this one out. Ooh, startled cats. That's a good one.
Oh,
So this sounds like it's going to be exactly what it is, which is true. It's just cats being startled, videos of it happening.
I love that.
There's a cat being startled by a rat. There's a cat being startled by a fireplace.
Why are they startled by everything?
They're fucking wusses, dude.
Ugh, lame.
Bunch of idiots. Cats.
Cats are so
in karma news. I got one extra karma point. So I'm up to two, which is kind of a big deal.
Oh, really?
For me. I mean, that 1 to 2 was like the hardest point I ever.
Dude, I'm sitting at 85 comment karma right now.
Really?
85?
85? Because I posted something the other day mocking a Republican sub, and people got into it. It was 2 days ago. Somebody posted a video of some commentator talking about Trump's like allegations that Obama wiretapped him.
Yeah.
And I think my comment was just, so the government asked for warrants to investigate potentially illegal activities. Cool. Thanks for the update. Cause it was like, I don't want to go on a fucking political rant, but that's like the whole thing with this issue is, yeah, if they think that you are meeting, if they thought you were committing treason, then they're going to wiretap you. Because that's illegal, and that's the point.
So, like,
right?
Why on earth would you bring this up?
I know, exactly.
It's either not true or it is, and you're a fucking shady piece of shit.
Exactly. So, and that was the whole thing. This guy was like, this commentator on Fox News is like, well, you know, the only reason he would have done it is if they thought this, this, and this. And he was like trying to make it a damning issue for Obama. And it was just like,
no, man.
Cool. So the government's going to pursue illegal activities.
Yeah.
Thanks for the help.
Also, like, the president has nothing to do with ordering wiretaps.
Yeah.
That's it's all the very FBI. Odd. So
it's all very odd. All
Obama
right.
Obama did
so,
it all. It's his fault.
He's, thanks, Obama, for everything.
Always.
I wonder what he's doing right now.
He's probably like
straight chilling
in the Pacific Ocean, like, on his back with a pina colada.
Maybe.
On his belly.
I wonder if he's playing NBA 2K.
He's probably having a Pokeball and an Icy in Hawaii.
Right.
Yeah. He's wearing like Maui gyms and.
Well, CNN says he's irked and exasperated with Trump.
Oh. Well, I'm so kind of glad. Like, I liked Vacation Obama.
I don't think
but
I needed the
to
news.
Come back.
Yeah.
I didn't need the news to tell me he's irked.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
He looked thoroughly unirked for weeks, so I'm kind of glad he's starting to like pay attention to the news again.
I mean, it's funny that he's just like he can't escape the presidency.
No,
he's like, guys,
he's the last U.S. president.
That's true. That's true.
The last U.S. president.
That is actually true. All right, cool. Well, this is we got to wrap this one up, I think, right?
Yeah.
This was Did You Reddit?
Nuclear war.
Greatest part about the internet web.
The internet.
Oh, and we never officially discussed another big issue, which is this is tripod month. So you'll hear all the podcasts, all the really popular ones like us.
Oh yeah,
talking about encouraging your friends to listen to pods because apparently, podcasts are still kind of an underground medium for information exchange.
Everybody.
So
how would this go on the street? I'm walking down the street, listening to my Walkman.
We should
FM,
make business cards.
And you slap it out of my hand and you go, hey, nerd, Greg.
Welcome
Greg.
To the 21st century.
Why
These
don't you listen
now?
To a podcast once in a while? And you're like, I only have a flip phone. And you're like, here's my
you
iPhone.
Analog bitch, here's my iPhone.
Analog
Check it
bitch.
Out.
So yeah, do something like that. Get people
do something like that.
Get people listening to pods.
It's right. Good for the overall pod culture.
Yeah, it's good for pod culture. So encourage friends to listen to pods. Get into it. It's great. It's great
and
for
also
everyone.
Also smoke pot.
Yeah.
What?
Why not?
Smoke weed. Listen
smoke
to pods.
Weed every day and
not
listen
hard,
to
guys.
Our
yeah.
podcast and rate us.
Exactly. So get into it. Pod week. Tripod.
Thanks.
This is DigiReddit. We'll be back next week with another engaging discussion about things that are relevant to the internet.
Bye.
Goodbye.